Galatians 3:13. He redeemed you from the curse of the law. But you were born out of wedlock. I mean, you might not have been, but somebody was way back there. You see where I'm coming from? But you fit that criteria. You just told us. God revealed that to you. So it might have been hundreds of years ago that the sins all took place, but that sin has been following down all the way to you. And now that hole in your heart, that it's there because you were born under a curse. So Christ redeemed you from that curse. So now then, by faith, we reach up and say, okay, Lord, if you redeem me from the curse of the law, then praise God, I'm not under the curse no more. I'm redeemed, and I claim that by faith right now. I am redeemed from the curse of the law, and now then that you redeem me, that means all the curses that I was under are gone because you washed them away just like you did my sin. So I'm not under any curse. I am washed clean by the blood of Jesus. Every curse that's under me, that comes to me, is gone. It can't stay no longer. So by faith, I claim what rightfully belongs to me. And look what he says, that he became a curse for you, for it is written, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that's you and me, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Abrahamic covenant. Did we just read of the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant? Verses 1 through 14, did you like anything you read in there? I loved all of it. Everything that belongs to you and me as children of God. Once we say, thank you, Lord, in Galatians 3:13, I am redeemed from the curse of the law, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon me, Thurman Scrivener, that I may be blessed in everything I set my hands to. Now, Lord, I'm claiming those things by faith. I am healed in the name of Jesus. I give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about. This young lady sitting right here, Sharon, she works with us. She prays for people all the time. This girl, she got healed 5 or 6 years ago at a healing school. She couldn't even drive a car. She had to have somebody bring her to a healing school, and she got healed of a brain aneurysm, brain tumor, whatever it was, and back injury, all kinds of stuff. And she had got all that stuff, allergies and everything. After 30 years of all this, she got healed of everything. But all those years since she got healed, she's walked with some kind of problem with her knees, right, Sharon? Yeah. And she had that problem. And then only the other day, now she prays for people all the time. She's in the Word of God. She's in every healing school. She's listening over the years. No, done how many hundreds of hours she's been listening to the Word of God being taught. And the other day, she even come out of her office and she said, Pastor, she almost grabbed me and shook me. She said, I got a question. I said, what's that? She said, how come these people can't get it? How come they can't get it? She said, I tell them, and they don't get it. Well, then this last couple of weeks ago, she comes to me and she said, you know, I'm walking down the road the other day realizing that I don't have to have those things in my shoes. Now, how many years had it taken her to get it? See, she's a human being just like the rest of us, right, Sharon? She finally decided that not only did I get healed 5 or 6 years ago from all these problems, but even now the problems I had in my shoes and my feet with my knees, I don't have to have that either. So in the name of Jesus, I am redeemed from that curse. I'm throwing those things away, and I'm going to walk in the name of Jesus. And she's been able to walk perfect ever since without any pain. Now, why did she get healed of everything 5 or 6 years ago except that? She didn't claim that by faith until just the other day. See, God's a faith God. When you talk about Father, I just thought about Cheryl. In fact, I thought about my wife when God told me and Cheryl to get married. You know, well, I did. I asked her to marry me at an IHOP one night, and we, that was the first time we had ever been out together, and we'd never had a date, never held hands or nothing. And I asked this girl to marry me because God had told me she was going to be my wife, and of course, since God had showed her the night before that I was going to be her husband, it was real easy to convince her, you know. So anyway, a week later, we had our first date. So we were sitting in her car just talking. He goes, here we're going to get married in a few weeks, and I don't even know who she is, hardly, and she only knows me as a pastor. So, but we're going to be married, so we decided we'd better learn a little about each other. So we're sitting there in the car until about 4 o'clock in the morning, talking. And we're in her Suburban. I'm sitting over on my side. She's sitting on her side. All of a sudden, at 4 o'clock in the morning, she cranks the car up. I said, what are you cranking the car up for? Are we going somewhere? She said, no, I just need some heat. I said, what do you mean need some heat? She said, my feet are cold. I said, but it's not cold. It's nice, warm weather. I said, how long have you had this problem? She said, all my life. But my daddy had cold feet. I thought about that when Sharon said her daddy wore those things. I said, well, you know, you don't have to have it, Sharon. She said, what do you mean? I said, you know, Jesus, under the new covenant, if we walked in obedience to his word, he made us an awesome promise in Matthew 18:19. Now, look at this wonderful promise in Matthew 18:19. If Christ redeemed us from the curse, are we redeemed? Yes, we're redeemed. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon us. How did we get them? By faith. Through faith is the way you get them. Now then, let's go to Matthew 18:19, and I want to show you one of the promises God, another one of the many promises God gave us under the new covenant. The new covenant. Do you love the new covenant? Oh, I love the new covenant. The promises under the new covenant are out of this world, folks. They're out of this world. Look at what he says. In verse 8 to 19, I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. What kind of a promise is that? Awesome, that's right, brother. It's awesome. I love those awesome promises, don't you? Yes. Well, I told Cheryl, I said, you know, do you want to keep the cold feet or you would like for them to be warm? Well, she said, I'd like for them to be warm. I said, then why don't you just throw your feet over that console and let me have your feet and let me rub and caress your feet and your legs. So she swung her feet over and she handed her feet there, and I just began to rub and caress her feet, the bottoms. I said, Satan, you've lost this girl. I said, those spirits that are in Cheryl's legs that are causing the blood not to flow, I command those spirits to leave and to go away. And I said, Father, now I ask you to open every artery, every vein, everything in these little legs. I begin from about the knees down to her feet. I begin to rub and caress both of her legs down to her feet. And I said, Lord, I ask you to open them up and may the blood flow perfect and may her feet get warm and be normal in Jesus' name. Now, what did he say I could ask for? Now, if two of us agree, what can we get? If we do it in faith, right? So, I said, thank you, Lord, for doing it. I said, Cheryl, do you agree with that? Now, what did the Lord say we had to do? Agree on earth, right? And so, we're both on earth. So, I'm holding her feet in my hand, and they are cold, you know, ice cold. Now, I'm not saying anything here, but I'm going to get married to this girl in the next few weeks, and I really don't want to crawl in bed with a woman with ice cold feet. I'd much rather she have warm feet. I don't like ice cold feet. Because, you know, when you get married, you sleep together. You all know what I mean? You don't sleep with her till you marry her, but when you marry her, you sleep together. And so I knew that we were going to move in together as soon as we got married, and I didn't know that she had ice cold feet, but I'm learning about this girl. And so when I found out she had ice cold feet, I thought, we need to get this corrected right now. And so when I said, do you agree with me? She said, yes, I do. Of course, I'm in complete agreement with that prayer. I said, well, then thank the Father in Jesus' name for opening the blood and letting it flow. She said, Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. And when she said, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, her feet got just as warm as they could be in my hand. And the girls never had cold feet. Been married nearly 7 years. We're going on 7 years now. And she don't have cold feet. She's got warm feet. Now, but I'm supernaturally warm myself. You know, I mean, she tells me many times, I've never seen anybody that's as warm as you are. And, of course, in the summertime when it's hot, you know, man, if I get in bed and lean up against her, she said, oh, get away from me, you're too hot. But whenever it gets wintertime, she's come snuggling in just as close as she can get. So, anyway, part of the year I get her to be snuggled in up under me, and the rest of the time I have to go get her. Oh, goodness gracious. Don't you love serving Jesus? God's a good God. He's a loving God. He's given us all these wonderful things. And he told us that, I also tell you that if two of you down here on earth agree about anything you ask me for. Now, why does that work for some people and not work for some people? What did he say you have to do to make this work? You have to obey his commands. And what is his command? That's it. Love. You got to walk in love. You got to walk in love with your neighbor, yourself, and with God. You've got to have a personal relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now then, when you quoted what you did there, you see that promise for you in Galatians 3:13? Is that there for you? Amen. That's mine. And I'm going to receive that today in the name of Jesus. I am redeemed from the curse. I don't care how much sex or how many people born out of wedlock in my generations back. I'm not under that no more. Christ has redeemed me from that curse. And see, we didn't have that privilege until Jesus came. But when Jesus come, that belongs to me. Does everybody see that? I mean, you're under a curse. Everybody's under a curse of some kind. If you have never broken the curses in your life, let it be done today. Because I don't care who you are. When you go down through Deuteronomy 28, and especially starting with verse 15, go all the way to the 60, chapter verse 60 or 61, you will find over and over and over, and the Lord will afflict you with this. Blindness, madness, you name it, with the hemorrhoids, itch that cannot be healed, knees, problems. I mean, just for 50 verses, the Lord will afflict you. Who's going to do this? That's what he says. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord will afflict you because you're under a curse. But then we come to the new covenant, and because the Lord sent his own son to die on the cross, now we can be redeemed from all those curses. Because of the blood of Jesus. So it makes no difference how many curses you're under. Just like that little 13-year-old boy standing right here that his eyes wouldn't focus just a month ago when I asked how long. It's been like that since he was born. He was born under a curse. So then I got to find out who sinned.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.